Live from Nashville, Tennessee, this is the Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
Headed for the station with a pack in my bag. Tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack and pile around the Democratic fellas named Max. Or take me right back to the track. Jack, I choo-choo, choo-choo, choo-boogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, choo-boogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, choo-boogie. Take me right back to the track. You reach your destination, but alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. You take the morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situation from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a person with knack, so put it right back in the rack. Jack, a choo-choo, choo-choo, choo-boogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, choo-boogie. Choo-choo, 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 choo-boogie. Right back to the track. Track. The life of Riley in a beaten down shack. Oh, when I hear the whistle, I can peep through the crack and see the train rolling while she's balling the jack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety clack, so take me right back to the track. Jack, a choo choo, choo choo, choo choo boogie. Woo woo, woo woo, woo choo boogie. Choo choo, choo choo, choo boogie. Take me right back to the track.
Boogie. From today's guest, Lily Robert, and her brand new CD swing set. Gary and I are eager to chat with Campfire Cafe's returning guest, Lily Robert. Dividing her time between Paradise Valley, Arizona, and Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Lily's love of the Western landscape inspires much of her music. This talented performer's music has drawn critical acclaim and honors. Her 2014 release, Jewel of the West, was voted Best Western Album of the Year by the Academy of Western Artists, and she has been nominated for two 2018 awards, with winners to be announced in March, Western Swing Female Vocalist of the Year, and her new music project, Swing Set, Swing Album of the Year. She's known for her endearing cowgirl jazz, unique music style that combines the colors and textures of jazz and blues with the lyric strengths of Western music about love, landscape, and laughter. Sultry, dynamic, original are words used to describe her performances and music. Please welcome back to Campfire Cafe a performer who lives out her dreams of being an artist and a musician every day, the original cowgirl jazz Western music crooner, Lily Robert. Welcome, Lily.
Wow, Bobby Jean, I hope I can live up to all those wonderful things you've just said about me. That's so nice. Well, my head has swelled so big now, I'm not sure I can walk out the door.
You've got some pretty good weather out in Paradise, Arizona.
Yes, I'm looking out on a beautiful sunny day. I'm not sure of the temperature, but I think we're going to be somewhere in the 50s.
Well, it's got to be warmer than Jackson Hole, for sure. How did the term cowgirl jazz come to be?
I love telling people that because it wasn't my idea, Gary. It was several fans' idea. I was basically performing in Jackson Hole, Wyoming at one of my favorite venues, which is the Jackson Hole Monday Night Hootenanny. And they love Western music. They love traditional country, Patsy Cline, Merle Haggard, some of these traditional country artists. And I think I was singing a Patsy Cline tune. And I have a long jazz background, and I'll frequently put in chords that are more jazz-oriented in some of my Western and traditional country music, because so many of them have what they call sevenths, G7, B7, but you can also add a ninth or add a 13th to it and make it sound really, have a subtlety to it that is really unique. And I just did it very naturally. I didn't even think it was that big of a deal. And I had a couple of people come up to me and say, "Oh, I love your cowgirl jazz style." And I went, "Cowgirl jazz, huh? I like that. Do you mind if I use that?" And so I've been using that ever since. And I guess it's pretty fitting moniker for what I do.
It is. You have such a unique voice. I was thinking this morning, there are a few people that if you hear the first few chords of a song, you're going to know immediately who it is. And your voice is just exactly like that.
I am so honored that you would say that. It's difficult for a person, I think you probably know, for a person to realize that about themselves. There are certain artists that I listen to myself that I love, and I know immediately who it's going to be and who it is because of that. But I never think that about myself because I live with myself, and it sounds pretty ordinary to me. So I love that you say that. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, you're very welcome.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, and nothing ordinary about it. So kind of a special sound, girl. We're going to slow things down just a little bit from Choo 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 Boogie. And this is a song that you wrote called Let Me Be the One. Is there any kind of story behind this?
I woke up in the middle of the night years ago and heard this tune and this refrain, "Let me be the one, let me be the one you come home to, let me be the one you kiss goodnight." And I thought, where have I heard that song? I love that song. The next morning, after, of course, I got up out of bed and I recorded a snippet of what I was hearing in my head and write down a few of the lyrics, I investigated it on the internet, and there were 5 songs called Let Me Be the One. Not a one of them sounded anything like what I had heard in my head. And this is probably one of the most unique songs in that way that I ever wrote, because it was almost complete when I first heard it when I was half asleep. And don't ask me how that happens. I think it's kind of a mystical, magical, spiritual thing that happens, and I felt like it was a gift to me too. So a lot of people seemed to like the song, and it was an amazing experience writing it.
Well, it is a beautiful song, so let's go ahead and play this one. It's called Let Me Be the One. It is from the CD Swing Set, and we are talking today with Miss Lily Robert.
Let me be the one you come home to. Let me be the one you kiss goodnight. I know you said that you're set in your ways. Then again, I know you might. Let me that you leave with when the party me be the one. Oh, let me be the one. Let me be the one. Let me be the one that you look at as we exchange a little smile across the room. Let me be the one that you lay with when the clouds roll across the moon. Let me be the one you celebrate with when you have
by today's guest, Lili Robert, off her wonderful new CD, Swing Set. I think I heard a little harmony there. Was Journey West in the background there, Lili?
You got it right. Those girls really know how to do a wonderful triple harmony. They also are called Sentimental Journey.
Sentimental.
They back me up on straight jazz music as well. They've got a sound that is unique in this day and age.
They sure do. And they have to be just a pleasure to work with. You know, they're always just so, there's always just joy emanating from those radiant faces of theirs.
Kind of like you and Gary. We're just laughing all the time.
Well, I want to revisit that song just a little bit. Just listening to it now, it occurs to me that this whole CD project, this is like the perfect dance soundtrack. When you were putting this together, did you have that in mind? Or tell us a little bit about how you curated these 12 songs.
My co-producer, Marvin Odell, and we also had Tom Boyer helping us on production. Marvin is, I just rely on him very, very strongly, and I present him with 25 songs that are possibilities that I've written or that I have ideas for, and he will advise me. And he loved this tune, and you always have in mind that you want a certain number of up-tempo tunes, a certain number of kind of medium, and then a couple of slow songs. It is something that people can dance close and slow and romantic.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of goes with the whole Western swing genre.
So this was a project that was done in Nashville in part. So tell us about the musicians and the experience of cutting your first CD in Nashville.
Well, it was partly done in Nashville and partly done at Cube Music in Mesa. What we did was we laid down the drums, bass, vocal, and guitar, rhythm guitar, at Cube Music. Brian Cuban is the engineer there and the bass player. We laid down those tracks in Mesa, Arizona. Then after those were done, we shot them over digitally to Tunesmith Studio in Nashville, Tennessee. Our co-producer, Tom Boyer, knew the engineer there, who his name is Richard Smith. And Richard Smith got some fine musicians together. I said, I've got to watch this happen. And so we went to, my husband is a pilot, and he flew us over, Marvin Odell, Tom Boyer, and me. We all went to Tunesmith Studio, and it took about 6.5 hours. These remarkable musicians, who Doug Jernigan on pedal steel, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, and then Rory Hoffman, who is a multi-instrument genius on lead guitar, accordion, harmonica, piano, organ. I was able to watch them lay down these solos. After that was done, Richard Smith shot them back to Brian Cuban, who mastered the solos with the other tracks, and voila, you got swing set.
Wow.
I want to tell you something. I think it is transformational for me to be around them. I think for any of us, when we are around masters, well, you all are masters at doing radio. Anyone who is around you is transformed, because it takes our experience to a very high level. And you don't believe what you're watching or experiencing. I was sitting there on a couch that had a pillow that said, "My happy place." I was sitting there just with my mouth open. All of us were. I never said much because I didn't want to change anything they were doing. They were so far beyond my expectations. I expected their energy level to drop in the middle of the day. Did that happen? No. Mm-hmm. They increased in energy. They got better. They were more energetic, more creative. How does that happen? When they started working together, each of them had their strengths. One of them was an incredible arranger, and each song they did 3 takes all the way through, pretty much. And the first time through, they all knew the chords and all that. The second time through, they were coming up with their very own unique arrangement. The third time through, they lifted the song from good to great with a brand new arrangement that they came up with on the spot.
How do you get that down on paper, or do you not try to get it down on paper?
These guys, they didn't need it on paper. They could almost intuitively feel where each other were going, and I was going, yes, yes, yes. And, you know, they just knew what they were doing. These guys are well-known worldwide for their expertise and efficiency, and I saw why.
Mm-hmm. sun hanging low in the western sky. Breeze blowing softly as a lullaby. Horse in a saddle, I love all that cowgirl jazz. Campfire glowing, the sweet smell of sage. Coyote howling, the harmonica plays. Dancing cactus shadows, I love all that cowgirl jazz. I need cool water, don't fence me in. I wanna roll with the tumbling tumbleweeds. I love the sons of the sons of the pioneers. Prairie dogs in five-part harmony. Valley, riding on a strawberry roan. Come a kai, come a jai, come a yip-yay. Home on the ranges where my heart belongs. Your lady, an old guitar under a silver moon.
Lily Robert. You can hear the cowgirl jazz in that song.
And that was a song that was written by Mel Harker. It was originally cowboy jazz. And I asked Mel, I said, you know what, this could be a wonderful song for me to sing if you'd allow me to change the word to cowgirl jazz. And he said, absolutely.
Great.
You have a second album that's got to be coming up if you had 25 songs to pitch.
They're all my children, and there are songs that would be, at least according to Marvin, he's very good at sussing out what might be popular. Very often I will write songs just biographically to capture a moment in time for me. For instance, if I go on a hike, some of the things that I see, Marvin might say, well, you know, that's a beautiful thought and beautiful words, but I think unless a person lives there, maybe it's hard to relate to, or he might give some very good consulting, and I rely on him for that because it's made my albums more popular. People can relate to the songs I do, and so I might just have songs that I keep for my very own personal performing. So there are some songs that are really good for albums and some songs that might be better for just performing live.
There is another song that I want to get to, and that's one called Arizona. You want to tell us a little bit about this one?
Oh, now this is fun. I have to tell you about this. I wrote this song over 20 years ago, but I wrote it almost as a folk song. And Marvin, who is brilliant, said to me, you know what? I like the song, but I'm hearing a different style. I'm hearing it almost like that song, Blue Skies, Smiling mm-hmm. and Me. Everybody knows that song. And I went,
yeah.
Really? And I said, oh, my goodness. Well, he said, yeah. And he sang it for me. And I said, you know what? I think I can do that. And it came out immediately. I repeated his idea, and it came out beautifully. And it turned out to be one of my favorite and other people's favorite songs. That was an amazing change, last-minute change, and it worked.
Well, it's a great song. So let's take a listen to Arizona and come back and talk more with Lily Robert in just a moment.
Arizona, I'm just starting to know you. With your torso aura standing so strong and so still. With your sky's biggest daydreams and your clouds with silver linings. As the sun sets on purple mountains. So long to hear the beauty of your desert song, but I swear by the stars in the Arizona nights that I'll always love you. Arizona, thank you.
Robert with her song Arizona off of her brand new CD Swing Set, which is getting a lot of airplay with Western DJs. Congratulations, I see, Lili, that Swing Set is in the top 10 of Western Swing albums in the latest issue of Western Way magazine. That's awesome.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate that. It's always nice to have some affirmation for your effort.
Now, I have a question. You're a professional musician, so, of course, you're looking to create income for yourself, probably, you know, as much as you can throughout a year. But I see on your website you offer a variety of programs and presentations. Can you just tell us a little bit about some of these other programs that you do?
I grew up with public speaking with affiliation with my dad, and the music blends very well with storytelling. And something that has fascinated me about Western music is learning the culture of the cowboy. And they talk about the cowboy code and how, you know, back in the day, people would, you know, make agreements with a handshake and being a person of your word, saying what you mean and meaning what you say and following through, were a sign of a whole human being. These kinds of things might sound like old-fashioned values, but that's what the cowboy code is. It comes back to basics.
We want to get to another song, and this one is one that's called Enjoy the Ride.
This is the story of what happened when I was nominated at one time for a couple of awards, and this is the song that came out of that.
Well, this is a fun song. Let's take a listen to Enjoy the Ride with Lili Robert and come back and talk with her some more on the Campfire Cafe.
I was nominated to be queen, rodeo queen for a day. I got some new boots and a crown just in case I won that had silver inlay. I practiced my speech in a real cute song when they didn't call my name. Something went wrong. If you get bucked off, you gotta get back on. And you felt like you would break your neck. Well, it seemed like the ride was the right thing to do, to win a big purse and a big belt buckle too. Well, sometimes you win and sometimes you lose, but remember to enjoy the ride. Okay, fellas. Those beautiful boots and the crown with the fancy inlay.
too much fun. That is from the album Swing Set, and it's called Enjoy the Ride. Well, Lily, how can people find you and get their own copy of Swing Set and your other great music?
Well, all they have to do is go to my website, and it'll direct them to where they could get it. Go to my website at www.leeleemusic.com. But if you go to my website and hit calendar, then you'll get to see what's next.
All right. All right. Well, you'll certainly want to catch Lily live and in person if you're in the area and you can do that. So let's close this segment out with one called Blue Bonnet Breeze. It's Lily Robert, and it's from the CD Swing Set.
Must be standing on the shadow, 'cause I can't drag myself away. The buzz is getting stronger with every single springtime day. It's what the birds and the bees and the blue bonnet breeze all say. I got my ball aimed straight, holding steady, and I'm ready for pitching. I got my arrows in my quiver, and I'm ready to deliver. I am listening. It's what the birds and the bees and the blue bonnet breeze are a-whispering. Peel me like a grape, knock me over with a feather, light a fire in my blood. Standing here agape, if it didn't know better, I might think it's love. Knock me over with a feather, light a fire in my blood. Standing here agape, if it didn't know better, I might think it's love. Oh, well, the blue bonnet breeze shakes the sugar from the trees, and those laughs,
those laughs, those laughs.
Because she knows when it blows, the excitement increases by half,
by half, by half.
Such is the nature of the nomenclature of the mischievous craft. Well, it's the blue bonnet breeze, she guarantees you go